We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, and my name again is Jeffrey Davis. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Geez, he is all over this radio show the last few weeks. He's either co-host or interviewee, you name it, and we must be talking about Peter Myerson, our reporter, outside counsel reporter, from the law firm of Cohn, Rasnick, Myerson, and Plout. And I just want you to know that I spent last Thursday night with Bob Cohn and John Plout, and I found them both to be a pleasure. But I wasn't seeing them as attorneys.
Well, they are. They're talented, bright guys, and
right.
and I enjoy having them as partners, and it's a lot of fun. And I guess what am I, general counsel reporter? Is that what I am? Actually, it's turning into. Political reporter.
Right. Oh, political, yes. And I just want to say that I played tennis against John Plout last Sunday, and he graciously lost.
Really?
I don't know if he's ever graciously lost.
So
anything.
I should.
He lost.
He lost, or you lost?
He lost. It was doubles.
Okay.
Yeah. He never loses graciously.
Well, you know, that's true in the way he practices law, too, by the way.
So what's the topic today? Because we don't want to talk about John Plout.
No, it's true. The topic today is sort of a continuation of the topic I've talked about before, you know, which is about the issue of natural-born citizens and how it plays out in this kind of rather bizarre, or I think bizarre, political environment that we're talking about. And I think this segment will have will be interesting to entrepreneurs, because I think that there's an issue with respect to marketing here, but I also think it'll be interesting to everybody who's even remotely interested in what's going on in the world. You know, the subject comes up because you know, the illustrious Donald Trump has said to Ted Cruz, "You shouldn't run because you're not a natural-born citizen, and thus you're disqualified from being president. And all you're going to do is start litigation, you know, that's going to challenge your capacity." So, you know, the last time I was on, I kind of talked about it in a very global, quick way. And there's so many interesting aspects to this that it's really hard to believe, you know, both the historical, which is interesting, as well as the practical, which is tremendously interesting. But I think, you know, to just sort of reiterate what I said before, you know, the issue is the way the U.S. Constitution reads. It says no person except a natural-born citizen can be president.
And then natural-born being?
Natural-born.
Born in America?
Well, that's the question. You hit.
My mother was.
You're always great at this, Jeff.
Well, the thing is, you know, my mother, my grandparents were born in the United States. They moved to Canada, two Americans. They gave birth to my mother. She was an American citizen born in Canada.
But she was a citizen because of the Naturalization Act.
Right.
Which says that if your parents...
And I was born to my mother and had to have a Canadian passport.
True. And
because I was one step removed.
You were one step removed.
And when I applied to live in the United States, they gave me my ability to come into this country within a half a day, because they said I had first preferential status, which meant I got to the front of the line because of my mother.
Because of your mother.
Right.
But it's, you know, this whole issue is really fascinating. I mean, what the law does, you know, what the law is clear about, relatively clear about. I mean, nothing about this law is clear.
I know. You could knock Cruz out of the race. I know. You'll feel like such a hero. But this is a great topic.
No, I don't. I would.
Come on, let's move on.
Well, I hate Cruz. I mean, I think he stands for everything I hate, but I wouldn't want him disqualified on something like this. I mean, you know, there's a really interesting article that was written by a guy named Neil Chattel. Katyal and Paul Clement, and they were respectively the Solicitor Generals of the United States under Obama and Bush. So two guys who see things probably pretty
from
differently.
Both sides.
Yeah, and probably pretty differently.
And what do they say?
Well, you know, the bottom line is that they don't think that Cruz would be disqualified if he were elected. So there are all kinds of really interesting legal questions here, which is who has standing to challenge, you know? I mean, you can't walk into court and challenge.
No.
you know, so there's a whole process.
If I don't go into court another day for the rest of my life, it's a better life.
Well, okay, that'll be our next topic next time, because because going to court has all kinds of interesting ramifications.
I'm sure there are some benefits. And if I don't go back to court, I'll be happier.
Well, that's what I tell my clients all the time.
I love doing expert witnessing, so I'll take that part back. Well, that's a blast.
Well, but that's sort of an intellectual process, and you're not invested.
I have a great time.
You have a great time. You know, you're able to talk about things you want to talk about. But so what does natural born citizen mean? It means what these guys think it means, and they're pretty clear about it, is it means a citizen from birth with no need to go through the naturalization process.
Well, that sounds logical.
Okay, and that does. That sounds really logical.
Okay.
So you know, where does that take you? So, you know, if you look at historically the way this works in the English-speaking countries, England, for example.
Which we are a byproduct of.
Which we are a byproduct of. It is clear that if you're born in the territory which is controlled by the state, you know, England in the case of the English, United States territory in the case of the U.S., you are a citizen, even if your parents are aliens.
Right.
Okay. Now, so there are a whole lot of people who over the years have sort of said, well, I don't really buy that, because if they wanted to say that the land, you know, covered this, then they could have used different words and made it clear. So there are people who have said, well, you've got to be natural born, you've got to be born on the land, and your parents have to be, and this is an and, your parents have to be citizens at the time. And so, you know, but in the United States, what's interesting here is that, you know, the original meaning of natural born citizen was really promulgated by a guy named John Jay, who became the first Supreme Court Justice, Chief Justice, in a letter he wrote to George Washington, in which he says, basically, you know, having a natural born citizen be a requirement for the chief executive of the country and the vice president is a natural check on the ability of foreign countries to sort of come in and, you know, take control by virtue of their money or their power. So the idea was that you wouldn't want a foreign country to have a citizen
to plant someone.
To plant someone, yeah.
Which has been the Republicans debate about Obama, too.
Yeah, exactly.
That he was not an American.
Well, that's exactly the point.
You know, I ask a couple of questions, and maybe I'm not an attorney, and I don't even want to play one in the movies. And so I ask the question, and I go back to my own background. At what age did he move from Canada here? But I also would wonder, did his parents register him as a Canadian when he was born?
Well,
that would interest me. My other thing is, I think about the TV show The Americans, where they're communist spies and they're planted in America and have children. So if somebody plants two people here as spies and they have a child here, does that make them an American? Because that's a very plausible TV show.
Well, I think it actually probably is.
It's probably happened thousands of times.
It's interesting. I mean, to answer your question, he became a Canadian citizen for the same reason he would have been an American citizen if he had been born on United States soil. So he had joint Canadian-U.S. citizenship,
like me,
by virtue of the Naturalization Act, which says that if his mother is a citizen, he gets citizenship automatically. So the real question, I think, isn't so much the age, although that does get discussed in some of the old cases, you know, whether you can be a citizen when you're under the age of majority. For example, whether you could renounce your citizenship when you're 16.
Well, I mean, let's say he was 25. I'm not saying he did. He was 25 when he came here, and he voted in the Canadian election.
Yeah, I think he came here actually as a young man.
Right, so he never voted in Canada.
So he never voted in Canada. And, you know, I think the question really is, if you come back to natural born and what it's meant to disqualify is should somebody who has an allegiance, a possible allegiance to another country, you know, be a citizen? And I think that's really the question.
You know, I really feel, and this is multiple times, that Donald Trump brings up issues that actually the people do think about and want to have discussed, but he brings them up in a way that people don't want to discuss it and are offended with the style.
Well, I think, yeah. I mean, I think they're offended by his style. I mean, you know.
But he brings up the subjects that everybody wants to be talking about.
There's no question that that's
true.
The
debate's going to be boring, the Republican debate.
Oh, but you
without
know,
him.
But you know, it really, I mean, I don't want to.
It's pile on Ted Cruz night.
It'll actually be pile on, I think, Trump night for bailing out. I mean, should a presidential candidate be offended because one of the reporters might be hostile? I mean, come on.
And that you have somebody with 1% of the vote in the debate.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous.
I do believe they should be paring down the Republican debate to the legitimate people.
Oh, I agree with that.
But what is considered legitimate?
Well, I mean, you know, Kasich has gone up in some of the polls, and so do you eliminate him? I mean, you know, it's a really, I think the debate format is really an interesting question. But,
you know. You watch Republican debates anyway, do you?
Oh, of course I do. I mean,
when I text you to turn it on, and then I have to tell you what channel it's on.
I know, but I just am kidding you. You know, I'm watching them. I I'm watching them as much as I can.
Yeah, with your wife in another room,
screaming.
Exactly.
No, she watched them too. You know, you want to know
screaming.
You screaming at the TV set. But you know, if you come back to natural born citizen, you know the issue. I mean, it's interesting. The dean of the Yale Law School has said the phrase is so obscure it's been called the Constitution's worst provision.
Interesting.
I mean, everybody's sitting around thinking about how horrible this is.
We could settle this issue easily. He's not the nominee.
Yeah, but if he is the nominee,
there'll be somebody after him.
Well, I mean, I think the question really is, you know, what can you do? You know, I don't think Ted Cruz should, I mean, I don't think he should be president, clearly from my political vantage point, but I don't think he should be eliminated because of this provision. I think he is a U.S. citizen, and I think most constitutional scholars, you know, would agree with that. The point that some of these commentators have made, though, is that, you know, if the electorate elected him, You know, wouldn't it be awful if he were disqualified? I mean, that would be a terrible thing. And this isn't, you know, one of the points I made the last
time. I implied at the beginning, if they didn't disqualify Obama, this is just banter.
Well, it is all banter, but I mean, you know, what's interesting.
I still have people this week telling me about Obama, where they think he's from. And I'm like, okay, let's get back to doing what we're doing.
Let's
doing consulting for these firms. It's like, I don't want to talk about Obama and where he was born.
I mean, McCain was born in the Panama Canal.
All right. To American parents. Right.
To American parents, but not on U.S. soil and not a U.S. possession.
Right.
And, you know, what was interesting was Congress passed a non-binding resolution unanimously that he be treated as a natural-born citizen to get past this issue. But, you know, it isn't just McCain. I mean, there's Rubio, there's Jindal. I mean, all these guys are, you know, have some challenge to their framework.
Rubio's parents weren't born here.
Rubio's parents. I mean, all of them. And so the question really is, you know, should Congress sort of, should there be some adoption of a new constitutional amendment to clarify this? Because we're dealing with a broader and broader world where more and more people are coming to the United States who may or may not be qualified in every material respect, you know, that is being born here and having two parents.
Well, I know two things. One, I'm never going to run for president. And two, even though you were born in Newton, Mass., you're never going to run for president.
Yeah, well, I was born in Cambridge.
Darn happy about that.
And me too.
But if somebody wants to talk to you about the rules of engagement, how would they find you, Mr. Meyerson?
Well, Mr. Davis, they can reach me at my email address, which is ppmeyerson, M-Y-E-R-S-O-N. I'm sorry, let me give you a better one. P. P. Meyerson, at crmllp.com, or they can call me at my direct dial, which is 617-742-2255.
Well, I will add one more thing. I have never been around an election that has had more people talking than this one.
Well, that's valuable.
Yeah, I think that's good.
I think it's great.
People are alert and they're talking about it, and that's great. And I hope people are listening to us as well, and continue to sign on to our social pages. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.